Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Alex. How can I help you today?
Hi.
Okay.
Ordered something, or I got a fraud alert from my credit card company for one of your products.
Okay. Can I have the zip code to better assist you, please?
59901.
Five nine nine zero one.
Correct.
First and last name.
Cindy Bardwell.
Can you verify that email for me, Ms. Bardwell?
Pardon?
Can you verify your email for me, please?
BardwellCindy406@gmail.com.
Thank you. One moment. My system has been moving slow all morning, so I do apologize for the wait. Okay, so you don't recall paying the $7.97 for the sweepstakes entry?
Pardon?
Do you recall paying the $7.97 for the sweepstakes entry on the 10th of this month?
No.
For the kitchen set?
The KitchenAid.
That's it.
Was that a yes or no?
So you paid $7.95 for the chance to win the kitchen set. Do you recall back on the 10th of this month?
Yes.
Okay. So yes, when you made that purchase, it did state in the terms and conditions that you would be billed. If you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you will be enrolled into the discount online gadget store membership, where you receive a $125 voucher monthly to that discount online gadget store at that price.
Well, let's get rid of that. I don't even know what it is, and I don't want it.
Okay, so give me 1 second to cancel the account. I can provide you with the cancellation number. One moment, please. All right, ma'am. So your cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie. 262.
Okay. All right.
628. 612. I'm
sorry. C62628612.
Oh, you're missing a 2 in the beginning, but yes. So it's 262. I'm sorry. Yes, 262-628-612.
Was there a C in front of that?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So your account has been canceled. You'll no longer be charged.
All right.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Uh-huh.